We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tony, the change in ownership at the Richardson Complex ended up changing things around with regards to the Jazz program there. What did they tell you?
Well, I didn't receive a lot of information. I received a phone call from the assistant of the campus just letting me know that they made a decision to shut it down for the summer without a lot of explanation. So I then had to reach out and try to find out more. And so it's just one of those things where when you're not informed as much as you should be or much as you like, it does create a little bit of confusion and questions about, you know, why such a decision was made.
And you did get a call from Rocco Termini about moving the Jazz program over to downtown. What were your thoughts when you heard about that offer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I will say that I received several calls from the community with offers. So that is really a great testament about the city of Buffalo and the community and how they respond. With respect to Rocco, Rocco and I have had a great partnership relationship, if you will, over the past decade. We have experience in working through things like the terrace at Delaware Park. We had the Jazz at Chandlerville, which was very engaging for the community. And we've had 10 years of Jazz Mondays on the Tapo Restaurant rooftop patio. So Rocco and I share this vision, this mission, if you will, to how to revitalize downtown Buffalo and get more people to be downtown Buffalo. So when he contacted me about this, it was really, again, why don't we extend what we're already doing on Jazz Mondays at Tapo and extend it out into the street and close off the street and make that a real opportunity for all of us to sort of continue that mission, if you will, and fill a void for the community that had just happened.
And what's the game plan as far as bringing the Jazz to Ellicott Street downtown on Sundays where it was scheduled for Richardson?
Yeah, we're going to be doing Sunday, August 10th. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and that was one of the original dates we were doing at Jazz at Richardson. So we're going to take advantage of the street theme and kind of do a New Orleans Bourbon Street kind of approach or theme, if you will, and we're going to have that great group, the Brass Machine. They used to be known as the Buffalo Brass Machine, and they do fantastic New Orleans-style music and party line music and things like that. So we're going to do that. And then on Sunday, August 31st, we're going to do our fourth annual Buffalo Jazz Festival. And that'll be from 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon till 7:30 in the evening. And our hope is to have four bands, and we're going to do a swing-themed or swing-dancing theme kind of approach. And we're going to actually put a wooden dance floor right on the street. And so we're going to take advantage of the fact that we've got street and closed off, and you know, we'll have Tappa open. We're going to be talking to Big Dish Brewery to see if they want to join in on this, and do something that, you know, it would be, will be unique. It'll be great for downtown Buffalo on a Sunday when there's hardly anybody that goes downtown, so there'll be plenty of parking available, so forth and so on, and we'll have the advantage for people to have, you know, sort of like the built-in food trucks already right there for people with Tappo and hopefully Big Dish, and should be a very festive atmosphere for everybody.
How excited are you that, you know, although Richardson stopped things for the summer with the Jazz, that you're going to be able to do this downtown?
Well, you know, I am excited about it. You know, the mission to try to revitalize downtown Buffalo through the arts and music and, you know, cultural affairs, if you will, is really important. So I'm glad that we're able to contribute to that. And one of the shows that's on your, you know, channel or station, if you will, is one with Peter Hunt. And we've been doing something together for the past year and a half called Art Meets Jazz down at the Brisbane Building and the two art galleries there. And so it just furthers and continues this drive to make a cultural hub of downtown, because it's really needed. And we think it's critical for downtown to be a destination for the arts and culture. So I'm really excited about being able to do that. Now, of course, Jazz at Richardson was special, unique. People have a very emotional connection to that space, and we just hope that we can recreate that connection downtown in a different format. And I think we'll be able to. I think our community is a resilient one. It's a fantastic one. We've got a lot of warm people and welcoming people in our community. So I think we're going to be okay.
How hopeful are you that this can expand past the summer downtown?
I'll tell you, I have a lot of hope for it. There's a couple things that kind of point to it. Number one is our Jazz Mondays on the Tappo Restaurant rooftop patio. This is our 10th year anniversary. And I can tell you, between Memorial Day and Labor Day, it is packed every Monday. So that's very exciting to see a lot of people coming downtown on a Monday. So I think this will be another catalyst for driving people downtown, and I'm really excited about that. And also, what we're doing will be unique for Buffalo, but there are a couple models in other cities, for example, Pittsburgh, where you do see the street jazz type festivals going on, and they draw a lot of people. And I think, you know, Ellicott Street is a perfect example of a street that we can further close off. And, you know, they'll have additional restaurants on that street over the coming years. And I think it could be a real winner for the city. So I'm hopeful about that vision.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.